Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. With the terrible mass murder at a schoolhouse in Connecticut, the second worst tragedy of that kind in the history of the United States, many viewpoints are being offered as to what we need to do to prevent those massacres from happening again. Now, recently, Pastor Olstein was interviewed on the Today Show, and he was asked whether gun control was the solution. And he answered, "Well, Matt, this is a political issue, and I don't want to go into political issues because I am here to bring people together and political issues divide." Well, the problem is, my friends, this is not a political issue. This is an issue which goes to the core of true Christianity, as I will show you in this program. But the solution is not just gun control, even though gun control most certainly is something we need to consider. Now, here's an article by Newsmax. Newsmax, a conservative paper. And they wrote on December 16 the following. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg on Sunday challenged President Barack Obama to take charge of imposing stricter gun control laws in the United States. He says the gun control advocate, whose state guns restrictions are amongst the toughest in the country, said that if Obama doesn't act, an estimated 48,000 Americans will die next year at the trigger of illegally possessed guns. And that estimate seems to be fairly accurate, and it's just talking about illegally acquired guns. Doesn't even talk about guns which have been acquired legally. There's no question, my friends, that America's morbid obsession and fascination with guns is something which virtually no country on the face of the earth can understand. It says here, in a report which was dated December 3, 2012, in other words, before this tragedy in Connecticut occurred, that the United States produces the vast majority of firearms in the country. It's also the world's leading weapons exporter by far. America exported $336.5 million worth of firearms in 2011. That is $200 million more than Italy, the next leading exporter. Now, as we will see, those who are criticizing America for their guns do so many times with hypocrisy. Now, this article, which actually was published by Salon.com, went on to say, "The United States has by far the highest proportion of guns per person, an estimated 89 civilian firearms per 100 residents, which means 47% of American adults keep guns." And so here is a critique by the German magazine Der Spiegel, dated December 17, saying this: "The old fairy tale of self-defense is popular in the pro-gun lobby. It has also been statistically disproved. Civilians who shoot back usually miss. And those self-proclaimed defenders of law and order often hit the wrong target." Die Süddeutsche Zeitung wrote on December 18, "During Obama's first term, more than 40,000 of his compatriots died in a hail of bullets. 1 out of 10 out of these victims were under the age of 18. He never even had the courage to at least come up with stronger laws to take some of the deadliest weapons out of the hands of civilians. The statistic probability that a person will be killed by a firearm is 16 times greater in the US than Germany. Why? Because all you really need to buy a gun in the United States is a driver's license. The obligatory background check is pure farce, with officials giving the green light for 99 out of 100 applications. And then we read this in the Stuttgarter Zeitung, December 16. "Nowhere else in the world are so many weapons in circulation as in the United States. Every 20 minutes, a U.S. citizen is murdered by a firearm. American school children are killed by bullets 10 times more often than in comparable industrialized countries. Such numbers speak for themselves. Where weapons are not part of everyday life, the risk of such a monstrous event, such as that in Newtown, is significantly reduced. And that, my friends, comes closer to the crux of the matter, which is our fascination with violence and with guns. Now, the New York Times wrote on December 14, "Each slaughter of innocents seems to get more appalling. There is no crime greater than violence against children, no sorrow greater than that of a parent who has lost a child, especially in this horrible way. The more we hear about gun control and nothing happens, the less we can believe it will ever come." And then here is a summary of some international papers. Here is one by Die Welt, the German paper Die Welt, saying that America's armored insanity has become routine. The Italian newspaper La Repubblica wrote, "The American god of arms is insatiable." Deutsche Welle said that The Economist, the British paper The Economist, drew the conclusion that the only effect of gun control is no guns at all. And then here's Spain's El Mundo. They spoke of the in-culture of violence, which is deeply ingrained in American society. Now, as I will show you, it's not just only deeply ingrained in American society, however. Now, here's an article by Times of Israel, dated December 16, which, as I said, comes closer to what we are talking about. It says, "With the jolt and shock of the mass murder in Connecticut, we will once again bear witness to a futile discussion about faulty policies around gun laws and the inordinate power of the gun lobby in the United States. We know and grow wary of the claims for and against, and we also know that nothing will change. But isn't it appropriate that a much broader and deeper conversation be opened, one that concerns not only Americans, but all of us who are searching for a society where values and cultural mores are taught? Can such a society exist with this atmosphere of public violence surrounding us? I see the amount of violence on the internet, television, and of course in the news and in our general discourse. When I led discussions," this author said, "in this direction in the Knesset Educational Committee about television programs, the response was always the excuse that all programs provide an age warning. Of course, this obviously just tells children who have not reached the appropriate age what they should watch. I hope that in memory of the slaughtered children, we not only embrace our own children, as recommended by President Obama, but we also take action to eradicate the culture of violence from within our midst." Now, the sad truth, my friends, is that this is not going to happen now. It will happen, though, in the future, if we believe what the Bible has to say. But you see, there's much more to it. Now, here are countries which are telling us that the American culture is one of violence and it is responsible for those mass shootings and mass killings, but at the same time, they are the ones who are exporting weapons to all these countries which are preparing for war. How does this fit? Well, of course, the point is it doesn't. There are inventions which give robots more and more powers. There are inventions, believe it or not, which are geared towards making soldiers invisible. And I mean literally invisible. The Daily Mail wrote about this on December 10. If you don't believe me, try to find it on the internet. You see, my friends, it's not without hypocrisy when I read the following comment from Thailand, where it says, "In Thailand, which has one of Asia's highest rates of murder by firearms and has seen schools attacked by Islamist insurgents in its southern provinces, a columnist for the English language daily newspaper The Nation blamed American culture for fostering a climate of violence." You know, rather looking at themselves, they're trying to find scapegoats someplace else. And it's not just America, which is on the top of the list of exporting weapons. Europe is doing the same thing, as Der Spiegel Online wrote on December 3, giving a lengthy article as to all the weapons which are being sent out by Europe, by Germany, into these very dangerous countries, which then, in all likelihood, will use those weapons to fight against those from whom they have received the weapons in the first place. My friends, we have produced a booklet, Should You Fight in War? And it's not just talking about war, it's also talking about peace in general, our climate of violence, but also our change of heart and our change of mind, which has to occur if we want to see a society without war, without these terrible massacres which we have experienced. Now, I'm here to tell you that this society is going to happen. It's not going to happen through human efforts alone. It is going to happen when Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, will return to establish a kingdom of God here on this earth. And with it, a change of heart and a change of mind will occur. Right now, most people are not willing to change their way of thinking. They are not willing to look at weapons as something which they should leave behind. But it's going to happen. Now, in this booklet, we have a box in the middle of the booklet which compares scriptures talking about war with those talking about peace. I'd just like to give you a few excerpts. I'm not even going to quote you the sources. I just give you the statements. And you might want to take the time to try to find them in your Bible. Put your sword in its place, for all who takes the sword will perish by the sword. He who kills with a sword must be killed with the sword. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Their feet are swift to shed blood. The way of peace they haven't known. And now some scriptures about peace. Christ, he makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots in the fire. For unto us a child is born, and his name will be called Prince of Peace. Of his increase and of the increase of his peace there will be no end. Bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Israel will go out and set on fire and burn the weapons. And finally, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. The answer to our questions are difficult, and then they are very simple. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.